The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts. Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Gary Curtis joins the show tomorrow. Him and Nick are doing something this weekend, right, Nick?
Yes, Friday night we're doing a late Blaze the Mike show at the Funny Bone, and Saturday we're doing the same thing at Backswing in Lincoln. And I'm closing down the Clash of the Comics at the Funny Bone Thursday night.
Tom Arnold tomorrow as well?
Yes, he is.
And the Peter Macon guy?
Yes, he
tomorrow
is.
Tomorrow as well?
Yep.
And also Zach Peterson on Friday, right?
Yes, and Craig Peters, Podcast Within a Podcast on Thursday, and reporter, movie critic Ben Mankiewicz on Thursday as well.
Oh, that's going to be sold a Pop-Tart movie.
Are you looking for something to get outraged about?
Yes. Always.
Are you looking to bitch about cancel culture?
Sure.
Yeah. What they're doing to America? Well, I read a piece the other day.
What?
That they might ban decaffeinated coffee.
First of all, I don't drink that crap anyway. In fact, I hate in a hotel when they only give you like one or two caffeinated ones and like two or three decaf. Nobody's waking up in a hotel and drinking decaf coffee.
No.
Right. They can't get rid of it. Why are they getting rid of
it? What's the
point? That decaf coffee is useless, so...
It is useless.
Yeah.
If they would have just banned it out of principle alone, I would have been fine with that.
Me too.
But apparently it takes a lot to decaffeinate a coffee bean.
And it costs too much money?
And you're using a lot of methylene chloride... A lot of carcinogenic stuff that goes into processing the coffee bean to suck the caffeine out of it.
All right.
So, well, I guess they're doing it for
suck the caffeine out
environmental
of that
and cancer purposes. But you can still be outraged about it.
Just buy a root beer.
Yeah.
You want decaf coffee.
Now a lot of people with their red hats are going to go out and drink decaf coffee just to own the libs. Because they're going to take them away.
That'll be really a talking have a possibility point somewhere of happening?
Today. Yeah. Oh, sure. It will be. I'm surprised it hasn't come up yet because I ran across this article maybe a week and a half ago.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't understand. I've never understood the point of decaf coffee. Like, I know a few years
ago. Some people like the flavor. They want to be up all night, but I don't.
So, yeah, they want the coffee flavor. So a lot, some people just can't have caffeine. Yeah, I mean, like my dad.
I know a couple guys like that now.
My dad, probably 5-10 years ago, got told by his cardiologist, hey, you need to lay off the coffee. And he just quit drinking coffee instead of going to decaf because what's the point?
Yeah. Because he wanted the caffeine.
Oh yeah,
right?
The whole point of drinking coffee was the caffeine.
I got a friend of mine that has a form of that AFib, and he's a couple years younger than me, and he can't drink coffee any caffeine anymore. I said, how the hell do you do anything?
Yeah, like what? How does morning exist?
I don't know, man. I just need a cup of coffee
in
the morning,
love,
especially with this show.
Love your decaf coffee, and there will be a few brands that are available that use a little different process. It probably is more expensive.
That will be a show today.
Oh, somewhere.
That'll be a topic on Fox News because they got to look for anything to piss off. You know, Biden's taking away your caffeine. Yeah.
And your gas stove.
Yeah. And your gas. Oh, that's right. They're still doing that crap, you know.
Mm-hmm. And your gas car.
Yeah.
And your will to live.
All of it.
That's why I got a, fat head and tied up in the back of my truck. Makes me the toughest guy ever.
Do you think that's something that'll actually happen with the decaf coffee?
I know. It's actually going to happen. Just
do you see that everywhere?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if they'll actually
decaf
go through
everywhere,
it.
Man. You know, don't you get pissed when you see do we have a green one? Mm-hmm. It's always the green top of the pot.
No, they didn't even bring one of those into the
because nobody
the radio
drinks
CCAP station.
Here, do they?
No, okay. Hell no.
Yeah, okay.
We don't have the green top pot. We don't have decaf coffee. We have coffee.
Yeah, damn more right. than once I've thrown a little decaf Keurig thing in the hotel room, and it's like, decaf, come on.
It's not even worth touching, man.
Have you seen that old Chris Farley sketch?
Oh, yes! Sir,
you're actually drinking Colombian decaffeinated coffee crystals. Why, you son of a bitch.
That's been used for a ton of memes now. When you find out this, when you find out that. Why, you son. He goes crazy. Tears up the whole coffee shop. Man, I love that one. Yeah.
Do like Starbucks, I don't even look. Do the places like that even serve decaf?
They have to.
I'm sure they do.
Because they're coffee freaks everywhere, and they'll drink the keef, you know, decaf. Yeah. Did I say keef?
The keef. The keef.
They drink the keef. What's the keef taste like, man, in your tea?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just looking at their menu here to go, like, I don't know that they even, I don't know.
I don't go to Starbucks. I don't need to wait 8 hours in line for something.
Oh, yeah, they do have decaf.
Okay, yeah.
I always thought if you want to lower your coffee caffeine, you just drink tea. I mean, it has caffeine, but it's way less.
Yeah, true. It is
it? Because, like, tea always wires me even worse than
no,
coffee.
I think it depends on the tea. If you checked milligrams of caffeine per ounce or whatever, tea would be a lot less. I don't think you get much better than coffee.
No.
Yeah, no. I have no interest in drinking decaf coffee.
As you can tell, coffee's wearing off right now.
No. Yeah, it's about half. A standard 8-ounce cup of coffee contains about 95 milligrams of caffeine. Black tea has about 50. And green tea is only about 30.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.
Well, the thing is, it also...
Can you get more caffeine in it? If you leave the bag in longer, does it create? Is there more caffeine in it?
If you steep it long, I don't know. Steep. I don't know. Yes, that's the word.
We can't have a conversation.
Steep the coffee or the tea.
Hope you listen. Go back and listen to the interview we did with Josh Gates from Exhibition Unknown. He mentioned the word ship about 8 times in a row. This ship and that ship and this ship, and we're all just looking at each other.
We're darting around. Can you hear it?
Ship. We had to get those in. Ship.
Yeah.
Talking about decaf coffee, and then some bro at the bar tonight's going to get 10 Red Bull vodkas.
Yeah.
Just be lit.
Yeah, I do a Red Bull vodka.
I was at a bar for a show the other night. I didn't want to seem ungrateful. I asked for a vodka and sugar-free Red Bull. They said, they're like, we don't have sugar-free Red Bull. Is sugar okay? And I'm like, yeah, fine. Then they bring it out, and they're like, well, this is a monster. And I was like, oh, I would have gotten... something else.
Yeah, those monsters don't taste that good with vodka. No, and I think reason. I don't know why it is.
For some reason, those seem like the just super fueled.
Well, you know, when I drink the Red Bull vodka,
I drank it,
and I do like it. That's the way I do it. I don't drink a whole bottle of a whole can of Red Bull at all. I do a short glass, especially if I make one at home. A short glass, 2 shots with ice. So I just have a little Red Bull in there just to little jack me up. But I'm not going to...
You're putting an ounce and a half in.
But in that situation, vodka is better for you than the mixer. So yeah. It is. You get two better for you than the mixer.
You get 2 cocktails out of a can of Red Bull?
It sounds like he gets easily. About four.
Depending on the small, depending on the cut, a full size can, you're getting a bunch.
You're just shaking a little out of the top of the can just to color the vodka.
That's pretty much what I'm doing, coloring the vodka with a little Red Bull.
And Nick, you are correct. It says up to 2 minutes with the tea. If you leave the bag in longer, anything up to 2 minutes, yes, you are getting more caffeine. But after 2 minutes,
we are
that's
missing
it.
A tea bag joke right here.
Yeah,
but
like
caffeine
the
is wearing it
longer.
Off. Right. Okay. We'll teabag you for 2 minutes during the next break.
Yeah, can I steep?
See if it'll wake you back up.
Right. Donald points out they do make half-caffeinated coffee as well. I know. I've never had it, but I know you can go into like a Starbucks or something and order a half-calf.
Mocha, latte, whipped cream, and
Side. Yeah, I don't know. Do they just give you
cream on the side, by the way.
Do they fill half the cup with normal and half with decaf, and it evens out?
Can you get whipped cream on the side? Who would they put that in?
Just to throw them off.
Just in your mouth?
Cream on the side,
or is there a half-caffeinated bean? I've never heard of that.
Ooh. Well,
it's hard to find.
This bean looks half-caffeinated.
Next bean you look at, see if it's half-caffeinated.
What if a guy wants a caffeinated Sprite or a root beer? Why can't that happen?
That's a good question.
Yeah, because root beer doesn't have caffeine in it. You're
no,
right.
Like there's no
and
diet.
And Sprite doesn't either, right. Yeah.
Yeah, how do I want some caffeinated?
Yeah, that's true, because I remember needing caffeine and getting a Diet Coke because I wanted a root beer, but the root beer had no caffeine. Right. I never got why root beer doesn't have caffeine. Because it's soda. You'd think it has.
Yeah, it's just infused, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Tyler Walsh and I were driving home from God knows where the other day, and
there should be a town called God knows where in Iowa or
I'll
Nebraska.
I'll be there in June.
That's where Maker's Bar's at.
Right. We went into it. He looked up the story of why Sierra Mist went away, and it became Starry instead.
Oh, yeah.
It was really interesting.
Why did it?
A content creator.
Why did they change
it in? A content creator is Sierra Mist.
Oh,
and Sierra Mist tried to tell her she has tons of followers, and they tried to get her to change her name.
Yeah,
and she went and looked, and the trademark for the name Sierra Mist was up.
Are you kidding me?
And so she bought it. They didn't know it. She bought it, and now she owns Sierra Mist, so they just changed their name.
Like Coca-Cola,
they tried to buy it back
from her. Expire.
Is Sierra Mist a porn site? It sounds like something, you know.
Did you say she was like a flight attendant or something?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Is she hot? Well, they like Sierra Mist. You better be hot. That's a cool name.
Apparently, when those copyrights,
it's like you know, like they have at the zoo that you walk under
yeah,
the
right.
hot day,
yeah. They just spray it on you.
Apparently, when those copyrights go up, like they don't notify you, so they like just didn't know that there it was in the wind. So she just got a hold of it.
You're supposed to keep track of that yourself.
Yeah,
so that's why they're Starry now.
Starry is Sierra Mist.
See, I wouldn't even know what it was called, you know?
It's good, okay, but no caffeine.
Right. Yeah, why don't they make a charge? They should make a charged one.
Most of the
same
caffeine,
that's a good point.
In soft drinks comes from factories in China. Naturally extracted caffeine is burned out of heated up coffee beans. Most of the caffeine used in soft drinks is actually synthetically produced in Chinese pharmaceutical plants. So the Mountain Dew plant doesn't naturally produce caffeine. They have to infuse it with this.
So
this
coffee?
This guy says Barg's root beer's got caffeine.
Does it?
That's what this guy says.
Oh.
Yeah. Where? I don't believe that.
Barg's
says
bite.
Two guys should check it in. Barg's has bite. It has caffeine.
Yeah, but that's like having, you know, Skippy peanut butter. There's A and W, and then there's the rest of it.
Well, root beer, yeah. There's a lot of great homemade root beer, so. Yeah.
22.5 milligrams of caffeine per 12-ounce serving.
Huh.
Yeah. Barg's.
I guess the Barg's, everybody that works for Barg's or drinks it, pretty sure Barg's root beer has caffeine. I'm getting emails like bang, 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 bang.
Yep. Right. And by the way, I was
nobody
right.
out, Walsh.
I had no clue. I thought they all had
I assume I was like you, but you're right. I would buy like a A&W. I just assume all root beer does have caffeine.
And that is how they make half calf coffee, by the way. I was right. They just give you half full on and half none, and then it evens out.
Makes sense.
The quick steep.
All right. We saw the world's problems right there, didn't we?
All day.
Yeah.
All day.
William Shatner joined us today. Check it out. It's always a great conversation with William Shatner. He's got a new biography about his life out, the documentary, excuse me.
And Songs for Kids and Other Living Things called Where Will the Animals Sleep? He's got an
album out. Josh Gates, Exhibition Unknown, doing live shows all through the area. JoshuaGates.com for that. Gary Curtis joins us tomorrow. Walsh, you figured out where you're at in Kansas City this week?
TylerWalshComedy.com.
Just go there.
Yeah. No, he didn't figure it out.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Also, and talking to Tom Arnold tomorrow.
Yeah. And when Tyler Walsh is out doing comedy, he's not Todd from Tyler of Todd and Tyler. That's me. I know that we look and sound and act completely alike, so I know it's tough.
Same hobbies.
But same hobbies, all that. All right. We'll see everybody tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Download the Todd and Tyler app, all right? Appreciate it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile and get fiber-powered internet at home and unbeatable 5G reliability on the go. So whether you're playing a game at home,
yes, goal,
or attending one live,
goal,
you can do more without spending more. Learn how to save at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H 2023. Results may vary, not an endorsement. Other restrictions apply.